This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so as Catherine and Dion and I were talking about the headline economic news this week and for the past couple of weeks, really, and who knows, maybe the next couple of weeks as well, has been tariffs. Europe's kicked in today. Canada's start on July 1st. China is on the 6th. So we are going to take a little time today and answer some more of your questions. The best way to get them to us is on Twitter. I'm at Kai Rizdahl. The shop itself is at Marketplace. And we begin with an item that is on pretty much all the retaliatory tariff lists. The question comes to us from Chad Cross in Atlanta, Georgia.
If countries impose tariffs on U.S. goods such as bourbon, does that mean the domestic market for bourbon could see excess supply? Asking for a friend.
Bourbon, of course, from Kentucky. We got Colleen Thomas on the phone. She is with the Kentucky Distillers Association. That is everybody from the big bourbon icons to small craft distilleries. And she says, in essence, they're still trying to figure it out.
Bourbon has to be aged. So our bourbon producers forecast 4, 6, 8, 12 years out. So we're producing for the future demand based on the growing demand that we've been experiencing. So if that demand drops, then we will have a surplus of product here.
So the answer, Chad, for your friend, of course, is yes, excess bourbon supply. Darian Mason out of San Antonio, Texas, had this one.
Who has the power to impose tariffs, and where does this power come from?
Mary Lovely is an economics professor at Syracuse University, also a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
So in this case, the ultimate power comes from Congress. It's been delegated to the president.
However,
what that also means is that the Congress could take that power back. And we have seen some moves in Congress to try to get movement in that direction because there are some folks who worry about the effect of these tariffs on U.S. businesses.
From Trumbull, Connecticut, Stephanie Grubler has a bottom line kind of question.
I'm a single mom. I live paycheck to paycheck. Is this going to affect my gas fill-ups, oil heat to my home, groceries, or is this a durable goods thing?
The short answer is yes, kind of. The longer answer from Katie Russ, she's an associate professor of economics at UC Davis, also a former Obama White House economist, is that it's tricky to calculate exactly how these tariffs are going to filter through the economy as they stand right now. So she ran some numbers on how much it would cost consumers if we were in an all-out trade war. That's 25% tariffs on everything coming in.
If there's an all-out trade war, then you could probably expect to see your food bill increase by between $100 and $300 a year, depending on your income bracket. So that's for incomes between $15,000 and $150,000 a year.
We got a couple of people asking about other times the trade tensions have been this high. And oh, by the way, what happened then? For this one, we called up Wendy Cutler. She's the vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute. Once upon a time, the acting deputy trade representative in the Obama administration.
So probably the most tense time in trade history was in the lead up to the Great Depression. And in 1930, Congress passed the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, and that put into place U.S. tariffs and tens of thousands of products and basically closed our market. Others followed.
Anyone? Anyone? Hawley, Smoot? Anyone? We should be clear here. That is absolutely not where we are closing the markets. But it does get to our last question from Twitter user Ivan the K in New York City. Here you go.
How does the Trump administration define success in executing this trade policy?
So I'm going to echo Catherine here a little bit. You can piece together an answer from what the White House and others have said publicly. Some combination of lower trade deficits, the president's favorite, if flawed indicator. Also an end to unfair trade practices as the White House sees them. It's the getting there that's making the whole global economy a little bit uptight, though.